Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Hey, it is Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the weekend. It is here. It is among us. And as we do each and every week, we sit down with Jeff Fitz, the managing editor for City View Magazine, talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Jeff, welcome and happy Friday to you from Kansas City.
What's the weather like there?
It's just like it is there. It's cold, man. I mean, you know.
Cold.
I got down here the other day, and I'm here for several days, and I got down here the other day and unpacking my vehicle with all the radio gear and all the stuff that I'm bringing down here to do the show remote for the rest of the week. And I mean, the wind gusts must have been 80 miles an hour down here, and it was like 55,000 degrees below zero, and it was miserable, man, just miserable.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah, so I check into a hotel. Get this story. This is a fun story. So I check into a hotel, and it's a nationally known hotel, and there was one desk clerk. And I go up to the desk clerk, and I say, "How you doing today?" And she goes, "I'm really ticked off. I'm really angry." I say, "Oh, well, you know, that's not usually what you get from desk clerk, right?"
Right.
And I said, "Well, what's the matter?" She says, "Well, I'm always in a foul mood, but my coworker isn't here yet, and she's late. And she's like 5 minutes late, and I'm afraid she's not going to be here. So I'm by myself." I said, "I'm sorry. What's your name?" She said, "I'm not telling you my name." I said, "Okay, Bridget." She said, "That'll do." Anyway, so I check in, and I've got all this stuff. I mean, just literally a vehicle full of stuff. And I said to her, I said, "Can I use your luggage cart?" She says, "Yes, but you have to give me your driver's license and fill out a form." I said, "For a luggage cart?" She goes, "Yes." And I said, "Do people steal these? What is this?" And she said, "You'd be surprised." So, yeah. Yeah, no desks in the room, by the way. And
No desks.
So I had to go out and buy one when I was here last summer. And then what's really crazy is there's no room service. And I love room service because anyway. So the COVID is hitting everything. You know, the travel industry is upside down. The hospitality industry is upside down. Can't find people to work. So that's why there's no room service, you know?
I mean, it's just, doesn't explain the carts.
Well, I don't know. Maybe people are so COVID bored or something, they're stealing these. I don't know what's going on. It's just bizarre. The world is crazy. But hey, we're not here to talk about my experiences. Go Patrick Mahomes. We're here to talk about stuff going on in the greater Des Moines metro. What do you got on your list, Jeff?
Well, first, is there a vibe? Because that's one thing that's going on this weekend is the NFL playoffs.
Right.
Big games this weekend, including the Kansas City Bills, Kansas City versus the Bills.
Right.
In Kansas City. Is there a vibe in Kansas City?
Yes, there is. Definitely a vibe. I mean, people are already rolling in for that here at the hotel. And I can tell you, you know, on the way in here, you could see Kansas City Chiefs stuff all over the place. I have full disclosure. If you, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to our Twitter feed, that's IOB_NewsHour on Twitter, IOB_NewsHour on Twitter, you will see a moi with a Patrick Mahomes license plate on the back of a limo. Was
it Mahomes' car?
I don't think so, but, you know, it makes for a great story. And there I am pointing at this license plate that says Mahomes with a Kansas City Chiefs sticker underneath it. I'm sure it's a guy that has a limo service, I believe, because Patrick was nowhere to be seen in the hotel. But anyway, and I'm not sure Patrick Mahomes would run around in a limo with his name on it. I can't see that happening. But it was talking
points. No, he probably doesn't want to draw attention.
Right, right. So, anyway, that's my Kansas City rap.
Go Chiefs, go!
Go Chiefs, go! Yeah,
might be the Super Bowl. I think those are the two best teams right now. So,
well, I watched Buffalo play last week, and boy, what a game that was.
Yeah, they're tough to stop.
Yeah. All right. Well,
but the Chiefs are good too. So.
Yeah, they are. Well, we'll see how. Yeah, they struggled a little bit last week at first, and then Mahomes got into a rhythm. Anyway, it's just, I love me football. So, all right.
When they get going. First off, we have all weekend going on and into next week even. Don't let the pigeon drive the bus, Michael.
Oh, yeah, over there at the Des Moines Playhouse.
That's right. It's a kids' theater, interactive theater. It's fun. So fun. It's been so popular they decided to extend it.
Of course.
An extra four shows. So get out there and
watch the pigeon.
Pigeon drive the bus.
All right.
I guess the bus driver finds bird feed in the engine.
Bird feed? If I were, given the pigeon's proclivity to poop, that's what I would have noticed first. Not bird feed, pigeon poop. I wonder if they talk about that.
Bird feed. Now pigeon.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how it goes, but right. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Yeah,
it's a good show.
Kids
love it. Also, Friday and Saturday night, Adam Hunter is at the Funny Bone. He's a comedian, stand-up comedian. Don't know much about him, but should be good. This weekend, Friday and Saturday again at the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
Gun
this
show?
Is another thing I've not seen, but I would love to check out sometime because it just sounds interesting. This is Coke, as in Coca-Cola,
yeah.
Syrup racing.
Coke syrup racing.
These are go-karts, if I understand it correctly, that are powered by the syrup that makes Coca-Cola.
Well, that's kind of niche-y.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola powered?
Propels these engines.
Wow, so, there you go.
This is going on at the fairgrounds. This is go-karts, four-wheelers, three-wheelers, lawnmowers, motorcycles, all that sort of thing.
Got it. Wow. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's called the Battle at the Barn.
Battle at the Barn. All right. I like it.
This next one is out of this world.
Yeah?
Terry Virts. He's a NASA astronaut.
Whoa.
He's going to be at the Des Moines Civic Center. Giving like a slideshow and talking about his photographs he took from space, from outer space.
Nice. When is that?
This is Friday, tonight.
Tonight.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Not too late. That sounds fun. Astronauts, pictures.
Outer space.
Space. The new frontier.
Iowa State Cyclones take on the men's basketball team, takes on TCU Saturday, 3
hate
p.m.
Hate them.
It's a big game for them. Hopefully they'll win. They having a great season. So, also Saturday, Beaverdale Books is hosting a couple local authors. Kat Schaff Stump is the first author, and
who?
Doug Engstrom.
Back up. Who?
Her name is Kat Schaff Stump. It's hyphenated. Schaff Stump is hyphenated.
Shaft?
Yes, without the T.
Schaff. Stump.
Yep.
Okay.
And also Doug Engstrom. Two local Iowa authors are going to be there speaking about their books. Engstrom wrote A Corporate Gunslinger.
Oh, there you go.
This might be one for you.
Yeah.
Engstrom imagines a future that is all too terrifying and all too possible in his Corporate Gunslinger book, an eerie, speculative fiction about corporate greed, debt slavery, and gun violence. I know those are three topics.
Those are three topics that I follow with rapt attention.
It's been described as intense and dark.
What's Kat's book about?
Kat's book is she has a series called I'm going to guess at the pronunciation, probably Clarion series.
The Clarion series, yes.
With the Wrath of Horus and the story of Gregorius Clarion, who's trial with the god Horus isn't about winning or losing. It's about the fight.
It sounds like a little fantasy thing, right?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Okay. All right, two Iowa authors at Beaverdale Books on Saturday. Cool.
Should be fun. Also Saturday, Winter Jam 2022. This is at Wells Fargo Arena. They're calling it the All Together Now Tour. This is Christian rock at its best. It's kind of like Farm Aid or Lollapalooza, except for Christian rock.
Got it.
Winter tour.
You know, it's really interesting about Christian rock music, and I, you know, not that I listen to a ton of it, but I'm familiar. It is non-discernible from regular rock music. I mean, you know, you listen to it. I mean, musically, you know, you're going, oh yeah, okay, fine, I get it. I could play drums to that, and then you know, if you focus in on the lyrics, it's a whole different deal. But it's rock music with a message.
Yes, it is. That's Skillet, I think, is even, which is the headliner. They're even like heavy metal rock.
Oh, wow, there you go. A little Jesus in heavy
Skillet,
metal.
Torrin Wells, KB, Colton Dixon, I Am They, new song. I'll be there.
All right. And that's
starts at 6 p.m. $10 there are no tickets, just right. $10 donation at the
there
door.
There you go. Free will, ladies and gentlemen.
Not sure it's actually free will. No. I think it's a mandatory $10. Maybe not. I might be speaking out of line, but. No. But there just are no tickets. You just
no tickets. You just flip them $10 when you go in. Yeah. All right.
They'd probably let you in if you didn't have the $10. I don't know.
Right.
Sunday. If you're not watching football, of course, there's football Saturday and Sunday in the NFL. Sunday afternoon again, Botanical Blues going on at the Botanical Garden this week. It's Heath Allen.
Heath Allen. I know him.
Yeah, I don't know much about him, so this should be good. They put on a good show there under the dome. It'll be
warm,
80 degrees and balmy.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's like a tropical garden in there. Pro basketball on Sunday. The Iowa Wolves are in town. They take on the Texas Legends, which is the Mavericks G League team.
Hate them.
That's at 4 p.m. They also play Tuesday at the Well at 7 p.m.
Got it. Saturday or Sunday and Tuesday.
A couple of chance to catch NBA style hoops.
Got it.
You know, weather like this kind of makes you think of
ice skating and hockey,
or quilting.
Oh. Quilting. Oh, of course. Where the heck was my head, right? Yeah, okay.
Quilting. Now is the time to get to the Quilt Museum in Winterset. Last chance to see the exhibit called Here Comes the Sun.
Here Comes the Sun.
It's all about orange. The color of orange.
Orange, yeah. Yeah, nice.
Come bask in this exhibit glowing of orange.
Orange.
In the very winter months, it says. So last chance. That ends. This week that ends Sunday, and then a new exhibit starts on what would be Tuesday.
Okay,
called Deeds Not Words. So
Deeds Not Words.
Years of women's suffrage.
Oh, nice!
With the work of 28 award-winning artists from across the U.S.
All right.
So this is the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, I guess. So
yes.
So that'll be there in Winterset. I have not been to the Quilt Museum, but
there you go.
Get out there and stay warm. Ankeny Arts Center's having an exhibit on this would be Tuesday. New one starts. The K-12 Bondurant Farrar kids are putting on a show out there celebrating their art. So that might be neat.
Support the arts, ladies and gentlemen. You got to support the arts. It's so important to the developmental aspect of kids. It really, really is.
Amen. Starts Tuesday is the Golden Girls. Remember the Golden Girls?
Oh, yeah, sure. Rue McClanahan.
Sophia. and her get rich schemes, Rose,
yeah,
Blanche,
Betty White,
and Dorothy.
Yeah, sure.
So get ready for an evening of cheesecake, laughter, jazzercise, shoulder pads, and an elegant heart. Plus the quick-witted put-downs of the Golden Girls. They'll be at the Civic Center. Now, obviously, this cast is not going to be there. This is going to be like a puppet show. They call it a Golden Girls show puppet parody.
Oh. But still, you know, I mean, I can see that happening, you know, in puppets. And, you know, if you go to a really good puppet show, I mean, a really good puppet show, you can sit there and kind of be immersed in thinking, you know, if they're good puppeteers, you're going, this is a real thing. These are real actors.
Right.
I mean, yeah, fascinating. All right. When is that going to happen?
Yeah, no, this is at the Temple Theater. I'm not sure if I said that or not. Temple Theater downtown.
When?
This starts Tuesday, and then it'll goes through the 30th.
Got it. All right. All month long. Nice. Yep.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is going on in Ames Performing Arts. At the Stevens Center. This Wednesday, 7:30. And then, we have our chocolate. City View's having a fire and ice event in Valley Junction this weekend also.
Really? What's going on?
Saturday in Valley Junction.
Is it Saturday and Sunday, or is it just Saturday?
No, just Saturday.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah, it's like a bar crawl type of thing. You go there. I don't have the exact
fire and ice.
But, yeah, fire and ice. So there'll be hot drinks and cold drinks,
and we've
had more people sign up for this pre-register for this fire and ice event than for any other fire and ice event.
Do people go to City View website to sign up?
Yep. You can go to the website and get tickets.
We will have a link to that, ladies and gentlemen, so you can go to Fire and Ice in Valley Junction, one of my favorite districts in the entire Des Moines Metro. Love it. Oh, and by the way, a good friend of mine, Senator Claire Selce, I just got word that she has joined the board of directors for the nonprofit association that is Valley Junction, Historical Valley Junction. So, yeah, cool deal. All right, I like it. Is that a wrap?
Yeah. That's a wrap. That's all what right. We have.
Thank you, Jeff.
What's your
Pitts?
Choice?
I'm fire and ice, man. Well, I'm in Kansas City, so I can't do that. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you going to the Chiefs game?
No. Come on, that would require me to do two things I don't do: spend a lot of money, and take time off. So
and yell and scream.
Nah, I ain't doing it. I'll sit and. Hopefully by game time, and I'm not sure when that is, I'll be... Is that Saturday? When are they playing? Saturday?
I think it's a night game, and it may be Saturday. Let me check real quick.
Right.
It's either Saturday or...
See, I don't know. I'm a captive here in Kansas City until Sunday morning, so...
Is that right?
Yeah. So if it's Sunday, I'm cool. Sunday night, I'm cool. Saturday could be iffy. Depends. Maybe I should run over to the stadium and see about
it. It's Sunday.
All right, there you go. All right.
Sunday, and it's says 5:30.
All right.
I'm not sure if that's Eastern or Central or what.
It's Central time, and I should, God willing, be home. All right. Jeff Pitts, thanks so much, man.
Hey, thank you, Michael.
You got the rundown, ladies and gentlemen, on what's going on. All right, we got to get out of here because it is nigh on to the weekend, and that's what we do on Fridays for Jeff Pitts. What are you doing? Are you watching a Carvana commercial?
Am I what?
Are you watching a Carvana commercial?
I can't hear it, but I have pulled up NFL.com to.
I see.
I'm guessing that's what the video and the.
I'm going.
With the, you know, it automatically plays and pull it up.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've just given national exposure to Carvana like they need it. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Thank you, Michael. Have fun this weekend.
Yeah, here we go. All right. Hey, thanks so
go
very
Chiefs.
Much for being with Go Chiefs. Yeah, there you are. Listen, we got to get out of here for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing here in Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is, of course, Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.